This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Finally, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's nothing like technical difficulties. When you think you go out there and you buy all these things, you try to fix things up, and then you find out it still isn't working. But you know what? It's working tonight. So let's let bygones be bygones. Shall we, interweb devils? Joining me tonight, because he was supposed to have joined me Wednesday night, from Arbalest Quarrel, is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
It's actually good that we're actually able to have this chat.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Likewise. So, what have you got on your mind this evening?
Well, the first thing, I did speak with Steve Dandrilli today. He gave me a call. I had just posted an article the other day on the Arbalest Quarrel. Dealing with the Arbalest Quarrel's position on the latest mass shooting with Stephen Paddock as the major antagonist in that production. And Stephen says he has a wealth of information that he wants to share with you and with me and with your listeners once he returns in a couple of weeks. He said it's been a very, very educational few weeks that he's been in Spain already. And what he says, what he finds most remarkable about not just Spain, but about the European countries, the Western European countries that are part of the EU, is basically a profound ignorance. That's almost an oxymoron. But I use it anyway, a profound ignorance of rights and liberties and even what the laws of the European Union and of one's own nation is. People tend to be more or less resigned to the fact that they have very, very little say in what goes on in their countries. Now, part of that is, and probably a great part, is due to the fact that there is quite a news blackout in Europe, and only Steve would be aware of this because he and I watch quite a bit Fox News with Tucker Carlson and a few others, and Fox News obviously deals with stories that MSNBC and CNN won't touch. And yet that is pretty much all you're going to see in Europe is CNN and MSNBC.
Right.
So they do not get any other real notion of what is going on aside from what those TV news programs and commentators wish to share. And it is very perplexing and mind-boggling that supposedly in the European Union that fashions itself as a democratic union, using the term liberal democracy, though that liberal democracy tends to be anything but, really. But at any rate, they use it. I suppose it's the same in the communist countries when they talk about a people's republic or a democratic republic in reference to North Korea or China or, for that matter, Russia. But in any event, he also pointed out that there seems to be a virulent dislike of Donald Trump, and that probably is understandable, considering the fact that if the individuals in the European Union are only able to watch the news that's provided to them through the liberal news channels, then they're going to get a one-sided picture of what is going on in this country. So at any rate, he said it was very educational and well worth the cost of the trip. And again, he's really looking forward to sharing that information with your viewers, or listeners, I should say, with
right.
and with me. Now, as far as other things, I wanted to point out, again, and it's one thing that I usually share with your listeners whenever I get on, for me, it's a constant drumbeat to point out the importance of the Bill of Rights in this country. But for that fact of a Bill of Rights that the framers of our Constitution had the profound insight to place in our Constitution, we would be much worse off than we already are. And it's only the Constitution, and more specifically the Bill of Rights, that keeps the tyranny of the majority, the mainstream media, and many, many individuals in Congress in check. And in that regard, we have a couple more minutes before the...
We got three.
Well, 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing some research, and I was very interested in this concept of what is a right and what is a power. And though we may take these terms as givens and in a very simple vein, as understood by everyone, a power is really an exercise of authority, whether legitimate or not. And a right, like a liberty, is something that an individual takes is either provided to him through statute by a government, or in our case, exists intrinsically in the people. And the rights are basically checks, the real check on the power of government. And I looked at our Bill of Rights, took a very close look at the 10 amendments, and I considered those rights and the concept of a Bill of Rights in the context of other so-called democratic countries that we tend to see as somewhat similar to us, like New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and Great Britain. And what I find really amazing is that in all of these countries, if there is any Bill of Rights, it's only statutory. It's something that's given to the people by grace of the government. And in Australia, which, of course, Obama and Clinton and others have extolled the virtues of, is actually a type of government that is very, very unlike ours. It doesn't have a Bill of Rights at all. Now, some people think in Australia that's a good thing. And they bring the same argument to bear that to bear when Bill of Rights was considered as being part of our own Constitution, the idea that if you specifically assert...
Well, let me get you to hold right there because we're coming to the break. ArbalistQuarrel.com. That's where you will find Roger's stuff. In addition to being a featured writer at AmmoLand.com. And when the internet gods are kind enough to let everything work on my end, well, he's here on Wednesdays, and you know it didn't work yesterday because he's here today on Thursday. And we will be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from ArbalistQuarrel.com is Roger Katz, and we were talking. He and Stephen have been, Stephen is in Spain or Portugal, or he's been in Barcelona, he's been in Catalonia. And he's like a fish out of water out there, isn't he?
He most certainly is. But knowing Steve like I do, he's no wallflower. He, wherever he is, out in public, at a restaurant, walking on an avenue. He's constantly talking to people, getting inside their head, getting their views, and giving him his views. No least of all, of course, the import of the Second Amendment. And the curious thing is, while many people don't understand it in Europe, which should not be surprising, there are those that do. But they're very reticent. They're afraid to say anything. And we're becoming like that pretty much in this country as well. And really gets to the issue of the First Amendment, the idea that people should not be afraid to speak their mind. They have a definite right to do so. And yet, just today I was hearing in the news, I guess there was this Richard Spencer, who is, I guess he sees himself as nationalist.
White nationalist. Yeah.
The MSNBC would call him a white supremacist. But he's a very bright guy. And he was giving a speech at a public university. I forget now which one, but obviously, as you might surmise, given what the tenure of the past several weeks, there's been vocal opposition to his giving a speech at all. But a public university has to provide a forum for viewpoints on every side. So we have now today this notion that, well, a person could say whatever they want so long as it doesn't impact negatively on the feelings or emotions of others. And
right.
A person is expected to also be free to speak his mind as long as it's the prevalent, pervading, majoritarian view in universities. But we're seeing it also in the tech companies and what they're doing. We see it in Google. We see it in Amazon. We see it in Facebook. And I was looking at the New York Times, and they are jumping on the bandwagon, too. And the writer of a story seen right through tech chief's talk of transparency, talking about Zuckerberg and Facebook. And he says, my newspaper, the New York Times, is also dealing with the question of how transparent a person should be on social media. On Friday, it announced a new policy for its journalists, requiring them to avoid saying anything on a platform that they could not say under the banner of the New York Times. At a Times Talk event in Washington on Thursday night, the Times executive editor, Dean Baquet, I guess, said that overly opinionated or partisan tweets could undermine the paper's mission of reporting objectively and clearly. Now, Bill, you know that the New York Times is a very objective newspaper.
Oh, yes.
And they are very open-minded, especially in respect to the Second Amendment. They are always providing readers from both sides of the issue a forum to hear their views. Well, of course, that isn't true at all. And you'd have to, I think about it in this way. Suppose I was a New York Times reporter working, and I set up a website, and I call it the Arbalest Forum. Well, of course, I am, and Stephen and I both are, very critical of the New York Times, as well as any American should be. But assuming I didn't talk about the New York Times directly at all, do you think that there would be a problem for me holding on to my employment as a journalist for the New York Times if I had a website like the Arbalest Forum? And that's really the problem, again, with our rights. We have a Bill of Rights that says very specifically that government shall not intrude on those rights and liberties and will be given a wide berth. Of course, that doesn't apply to private companies, which is why there's a real problem with the NFL and the kneeling of the football players and so on and so forth, where that supposedly is okay. But again, this simply reflects a common mood of the country today. And it's one that is in sync, really, unfortunately, with much of the European Union. And I don't think this is by accident either. I think that this was really planned. So we have our Bill of Rights. We have a Constitution. And it's tethered very lightly to the ground. We wonder to what extent our rights are going to be whittled away. Now, we're not going to see out-and-out repeal of the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. In fact, I was doing some research, taking a look at the Article 5, amending the Constitution, which talks about Congress's authority to, with two-thirds of the House, to propose amendments, and then through a convention or the votes of three-fourths of the states can ratify an amendment. And when you think about it today, since the founding of the Republic, we only have, apart from the, 27 amendments in all, 33 have been proposed. And we find that because it is a difficult thing for amendments to be ratified, Congress is essentially attempting to do through statutory, through their Article 1 authority, what they should be doing through their, through Article 5. But they don't.
Well, let's pick it up at Article 5. We're coming up on the break, and we'll pick it up on the other side of Article 5. You're listening to Roger Katz of ArbalistQuarrel.com, where he's also a featured writer at Amoland.com and a frequent contributor here at Lock and Load. I'm just sitting back enjoying being live again, finally. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. We had just gotten to Article 5, if you want to pick it up there.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is about that is that Congress basically attempts to avoid Article 5. So we don't really see too many amendments being proposed because it would be next to impossible to really get three-quarters of the states to ratify them. And, you know, I guess curious about, and though I mentioned that we have more to be concerned about the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the Second Amendment being essentially de facto repealed by through statute, you know, killing a person by a thousand cuts, basically,
right,
rather than out and out repeal. But I was curious, at least from a an academic standpoint, whether the Bill of Rights could be repealed. And, of course, the it would seem that Article 5 would apply to the Bill of Rights as it would apply to any other part of the Constitution. Now, Article 5 does refer to a couple sections that cannot be amended. And also the concern that no amendment can ever be, the states would never ratify an amendment that would amount to a relinquishing of their rights. But when you look at individual rights, the question is, could those at least theoretically be repealed? And the feeling is, as I see it, that because the Bill of Rights is simply a codification of natural rights, it precedes the very creation of the Constitution, so they could not be repealed. But, of course, there's always attempts to do that, and it's very interesting to read articles talking about the fact that, well, the Second Amendment is only collective right. If a person belongs to a militia, then they can keep and bear arms, and if they don't, then forget about it. And that really it's basically looking at the Second Amendment in a way that is contrary to the way the First Amendment is looked at, or the Fourth Amendment, when the concept of the rights of the people very clearly referred to individual rights. But there's always other attempts to whittle away at the Second Amendment. And I suppose if you look at Stephen Paddock and how the media has jumped on this, what they're saying now, and it's only within the last couple of decades, Bill, that we see a claim that how gun violence should be treated like a disease. And, of course, if that's true, if gun violence is a disease, then what is the virus or the bacteria that's begun? And that's the insidious thing about this, that you can spend the money, taxpayer dollars, to have the CDC and other liberal think tanks and medical groups looking at gun violence as a disease, when it really isn't. But that won't stop them from doing this anyway. I was looking at another article in the New York Times when I was doing this article that I posted on the Arbalest Forum a couple days ago. And it was written by a psychiatrist. And he said this. It's true that many mass murderers do have a mental disorder, typically a severe personality disorder or a psychotic illness. But this fact has almost no implication for how to stop them. Even if you were to eliminate all psychiatric illness from the population, the rate of violence would drop by only about 4%. And he's about right, because psychiatrists would tell you that even with people with serious psychosis, at most 5% would be responsible, or would be, let's say, at risk, let's say, or the population would be at risk from these people, all right? But the fact is, if that's the case, then we're really doing a disservice with people that suffer from a true mental illness and simply expand the class of those individuals, even, let's say, those that have neurosis, that might have anxiety or depression, that happen to be taking Prozac, let's say. And if that were the case, and in New York it is the case, that would be enough to preclude a person from ever owning a firearm. So the anti-gun groups, they're always looking for new ways, novel ways, to whittle away at the Second Amendment. They cannot do away with it altogether, certainly not in light of the Heller case. And that's not going to stop them from crying. So they attempt to put more and more people within the domain of people that cannot own firearms or possess firearms. And then they try to also stretch the kinds of weapons that people can't have. Now, what bothered me about Friedman's article is at the end, he said, so let's not pretend we can't detect mass killers in advance, but we can deprive them and everyone else of the deadly weapons they require to turn their impulses into carnage. And it's the term everyone else that is really the sticky wicket here, because what he's really saying is that, well, we don't know who it is that may go off the deep end. And it doesn't have to be a psychotic at all. It could be just a normal person that had a bad day at the office. It's ridiculous. These things just don't happen. You know, when you figure we have 200 some odd million firearms, I guess, and you've got tens of millions of people that own and possess them and do so responsibly, that if this carnage was really as prolific as these anti-gun people would have everyone believe, then you would be seeing the kind of Wild West that they like to talk about every single day. But we don't see that at all. In fact, when you talk about mass killings, even Richard Friedman said it amounts to less than 0.5% of all the homicides, which the vast majority are caused by criminals. So obviously it makes sense to enforce the laws we have, and we would be able to constrain the violence with firearms. Now, the one issue, of course, has to do with suicides and firearms. And apparently the suicide rate with firearms is actually greater than the homicide rate. But to then have a psychiatrist or the state figure that, well, if a person's depressed, we're going to just deny him or her the ability to have a gun on the off chance that that particular person may be one of those who would be a suicide or a suicide risk. And this is the big brother issue that we get into, and what I've also been talking about, that ultimately we have to put responsibility on the individual. That's really what defines us as Americans, more so than any other nation on this planet.
Let me get you hold right there. At responsibility. Yes, I like responsibility. Responsibility is good. When we get back, I'm going to tell you the numbers that that I have found to be, and then that'll just reinforce more what you were just saying in the first place. You can find Roger's stuff at ArborlessQuarrel.com, Amoland.com, and right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Is Lock and Load. Speaking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel tonight. And I'm being asked in the chat room, do you have a list of Republican U.S. reps that are not co-sponsors of H.R. 38? And if you do, could you post it on your website?
I don't have it offhand, but I can post that. I will do the research and find those Republicans. We're talking about Republican senators or congressmen or both.
Well, H.R. 38's in the House.
Oh, it's in the House. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I will take a look at the House Republicans and see which ones have not signed on to the bill. I can do that.
And also, they're also saying Peter King in New York, which is, it's not a surprise to me that he's not a co-sponsor, but have you or Stephen had any contact with him?
I haven't. I could ask Steve if he has. When I talk with him, I should be talking with him this weekend. Is there a specific...
Well, he's not a co-sponsor of H.R. 38. They just, you know, it's just being asked... Everybody's waiting for the time where it forces a vote.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that Paul Ryan is going to be doing anything too soon. There was an article that I did post. I did have actually a table of those, not just the House Bill 38, but all the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bills that have been proposed. And a few of them have already died, and all the others, including House Bill 38, just seems to be in limbo. But I do have a list of, the sponsors and the number of co-sponsors, but I will get a list, at least for House Bill 38, of the names of those Republicans who have not supported this House Bill 38, and obviously would not be supporting any other pro-Second Amendment bill.
Yeah, they're also in the... Where did it go? Let me go back to the chat room. They're also saying Sensenbrenner is... Representative Jim Sensenbrenner is the chairman of the subcommittee in the, and it may be the one that's holding H.R. 38. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, you know, it's it's really difficult to know because what happens in committee, the committee members really keep close to their chest. And we only know through their action or non-action what is really going on. And obviously, through the non-action, I think I did mention this before in a previous show that really the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, has incredible power on what bills are going to be debated and voted on by the full House. And it's the same with Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader at the Senate. These guys basically will be talking to the committee chairman and basically saying, no, kill it. We don't want to deal with this thing right now. Or we do. And so everything really devolves on those. And I think Paul Ryan has pretty much said, well, what was it? The timing isn't right. So he's in no hurry. But then again, as a centrist, I do not believe that he is a very strong proponent of the Second Amendment. It's only by virtue of the fact that he's in a Republican Party at all.
Right.
And that's about it. But other than that, if he was truly a Second Amendment proponent, he would get these to the floor. And you know what? They'd be voted on, and it would pass the House, it would go to the Senate, it would pass the Senate, and then it would go to the signature of the president. And you know that President Trump would sign any pro-Second Amendment bill. He'd have to. He's made it very clear to the NRA that he's a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, regardless of what he might have been in the past. Well, he is a Republican now and a Republican president. If a pro-Second Amendment bill crossed his desk, he would sign it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was his indication. And he's, I think he's actually said he wanted national reciprocity and indicated he would sign that as well.
Yeah, I think because that is such a hot button issue, especially in light of this Stephen Paddock matter, but you know, I would like to see it instead of these pussyfooting around with the ban on what the bump stocks, and which is obviously hardly pro-Second Amendment. What they ought to do is come out with both barrels and just say, you know what, forget all this. We are going to promote the right of the individual to keep and bear arms. And again, the papers, the mainstream media constantly harps on homicides, on suicides, on accidents with guns, on mass killing, but they never, ever talk about the million and a half individuals that have protected themselves with guns. And so you see, obviously, something here that is really seething below the surface. And I think it has less to do with the concern about the life of an individual and more to do with a visceral or a misplaced ethical notion of the place of firearms in our society, in our history, and in our culture. And that is what I really see going on. And unfortunately, I think that the Republican centrists, at any rate, share that view. I believe even George Bush, wasn't George Bush supporting a ban on so-called assault weapons? The very fact that he would even use that expression shows that he was, supportive of the Democratic position.
Even Fox News uses the vernacular as well. I mean, it's due to a lack of education more than anything else, I think. I would hope they would not support the position, but, you know, Who knows with these guys anymore? Just so you know, okay? When with the numbers that I've looked at with some people that have looked at various things like imports and 4473s, there is a camp in the United States that believes there may be 660 million guns out there today. And up to 660 million.
In this country.
In this country, yeah. I mean, you got one thing you got to remember is that with Barack Obama, by 2015, he'd already had 100 million NICS checks just by himself. And we had the static figure of 300 million for a very long time, like that just kept rolling over and over and over again. And that's not the case.
In fact, I thought it was constant.
The other thing to think about also is that with concealed carry permit holders, most of the time with a concealed carry permit holder, they don't have to go through a background check to buy a gun. So if you got 16 million,
have to because they already had it.
Right, but with that being said, if a concealed carry permit holder holds a permit for, I don't know, X amount of time, and he buys five or six guns, and there's 16 million plus of us now. You get the picture. You get the picture. So, I mean, and the other thing is what they're thinking, there's about 140 million gun owners. So that just reinforces your position that if it was really going to be the wild, wild west, it'd be a really wild, wild west. Wild, wild west. Let me tell everybody where to go to find the writings of Roger Katz. You can find Roger's stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. They just put up an article there. Did it go up on Amalan, too, where you guys are a featured writer?
Actually, I haven't sent it to Freddie yet, and Stephen said that I should. It's pretty long, and it's pretty academic, but
yeah.
I will definitely get it to Amalan.
All right.
Let them make a decision.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up next, self-defense gun stories with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.